Okay, Fifi. I promise I'll meet you in 10 minutes. If you see Gracie is waiting, and I've got to go back to the studio. We're on the air in a few seconds.
Au revoir, Georges. Je t'aime et je t'attendrai toujours, chérie.
Oh, Fifi, that's wonderful. Do you really mean it?
Oui, oui.
Do you really love me?
Oui, oui.
How much?
I will tell you later when you come to my apartment.
Woo. Just think, Poopsie Burns going out with a girl from the Folies Bergère. Now to get out of that broadcast.
From Hollywood, the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show for Hormel and Spam.
Crazy people. Spam, rebop, boom, spam. George Burns and Gracie Allen. On show when it's orchestra. Singing glee with the smoothies three. Last but not least, in with Bud Heaston.
On tonight's radio menu, we have Burns and Allen. And listen, mothers, put Spam on your school lunch menu, and you'll make a hit with the youngsters. Whether you fix a lunchbox or whether the children come piling in on you at noon, Spam has the meaty flavor, the delicious taste that completely satisfies a husky appetite. That's because Spam is a perfect combination of sweet, juicy pork shoulder meat and ham meat. Nothing else but these two. Look for that on the label. Ask for S-P-A-M, Spam, when you shop. It's all ready to eat as soon as you open the can. Use Spam and you'll discover how easy it is to make delicious, satisfying lunches that get A-plus whether they go to school or stay at home. Our two Spambassadors of fun, George and Gracie.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, George, the most exciting thing happened last night.
Gracie, I have.
You know, I was at Ciro's last night, and I was sitting opposite Spencer Tracy, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and then I dropped my eyelashes, and he picked them up, and I said to him, I said...
Gracie, he picked up your eyelashes?
Well, why not? They weren't heavy.
I say they were artificial eyelashes.
Artificial nothing. I bought them at Bullock's Wilshire.
Well, we all have our faults.
So I said to Spencer
Tracy...
That's
a joke.
I said...
It's the only one I've got. So maybe something would happen.
George, I want to tell you this.
Gee, I'm upset.
Look, I said
we all had our faults.
You want to hear this or don't you, George?
Yeah, but gee, I feel awful. It took me an hour to write that joke.
Look, George, I said to Spencer Tracy, I said, my name is Gracie Allen. How about an autograph? And he said, sure. So I gave him one, and after that...
Gracie... Look, Gracie, I'm sorry, but I don't feel well tonight. You see, I can't finish the broadcast. I just have to go home.
But you can't go home, George.
Well, I've got to. And, Gracie, while I'm gone, I want you and Bud to carry on.
What? In front of all these people?
This is no laughing matter, Bud. After all, a body is just like a machine. You know what happens to a machine after it's been used for 30 years.
Yeah, Jack Benny buys it.
Gracie, I ache all over. I want to go and soak my feet in hot water.
Oh, don't do that, George. I tried it once.
Well, didn't it help you?
Yeah, but it ruined my shoes.
Well, anyway, I'm not going. I'm not well.
You're not
and that
going?
False, I mean, I am going. And that false gag upset me. So, and I feel awful. Sound man, open the door.
4 years at Harvard, and all I do is open and close doors,
Robert. Oh, keep quiet and stop grumbling. I know college graduates who would take your job for half the salary.
Please leave Yale out of this.
Well, open the door. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Oh,
Open the door. I just ripped my coat.
How do you like that? And Fifi is waiting.
Fifi? What is that?
Well, Artie, I'm going to a doctor, and I have to pay my fee.
But you said Fifi.
Yeah. Well, it's two doctors, and shut up. Now, look at my coat.
Well, take it off, George, and I'll sew it for you.
Well, thanks, Gracie, and please hurry. I want to get to the doctor and see if he'll give me something for my stomach.
Well, you'd get more if you trade in your car.
I mean, I can't hold anything on my stomach.
Well, why don't you wear suspenders?
Gracie, sew the coat. Look at that. The whole back is ripped.
Oh, let's see now. Where will I get some thread? Oh, yes.
Bueno, ¿y qué clase de doctor es eso que vas a ver? ¿Es muy bueno o es cirujano? ¿Qué?
He always gets tired at the finish. What is it, Senor Lee?
If you're not feeling well, Senor Burns, maybe you've got very close brains.
Oh, keep quiet, you pest.
Pest? Did I hear you call me a pest?
Yes.
My hearing is pretty good, isn't it?
Gracie, please hurry. I don't feel well, and the doctor won't wait forever.
Well, come to think of it, it's a pretty late hour to be going to a doctor's office anyway.
Well, Artie, I'm not exactly going to his office. I'm going to his apartment.
Going to a doctor's apartment? How long have you been seeing this doctor?
Well, ever since I've had chronic anemia.
Where can a fella catch a thing like that?
Artie, take that clarinet and blow.
Well, here you are, George. Your coat's all finished.
Well, thanks. Where are the buttons?
Well, I had to take those off.
Take them off? For what?
To get some thread to sew the coat.
Well, I'll just have to wear it without the buttons.
Well, I'll help you on with it, George. Now, just put your arms through here.
But, Gracie, you sewed the front together.
Well, that's in case it's windy. Your coat won't keep blowing open.
But how am I going to get into it?
Through the back where it's torn.
Well, never mind. I'll wear it anyway. The doctor's waiting. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Gracie, where are you going?
I'm going with you.
Look, you don't have to go with me.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I sewed the coat out of my dress.
Oh.
And while Gracie's going to try and remove herself from George's coat, the smoothies, Babs, Charlie, and Little will sing Moonlight on the Ganges.
Moonlight on the Ganges, my little Hindu. When I whispered love's sweet melody, all our dreams and our scenes came true. Someday on the Ganges, I'll meet you once more, and I'll kiss you and caress you where the waters kiss the shore. You've lost listening, no one listening. By the Ganges, someone whispering to a Hindu maid. Don't be sad, I'll return. Need the moon, I'll be there soon. Moonlight on the Ganges, my little Hindu. When I whisper a sweet melody, then all our dreams and all our schemes, they came true. Someday on the Ganges, I'll meet you once more. And I'll kiss you and caress you where the waters flow. I'll be there, you know, when there's moonlight on the Ganges.
Well, George, here's your coat. I had to put a big patch in the back.
Patch? Where did you get a patch?
Well, I cut it out of the sleeve.
Gracie, now there's a hole in the sleeve.
Well, just turn it inside out and the hole won't show.
Look, Gracie, don't do any more with my coat. I'm in a hurry to get to the doctor.
Senor Burns, if you're in a hurry, why don't you take a taxi crab?
Shut up, taxi crab. You didn't even say it right.
Perdóname. If you're in a hurry, why don't you take a taxi crab?
Never mind, I'm in no mood for this stuff. Hurry up with the coat.
George, don't get so excited. What's your rush?
Look, Bud, I'm sick. And time and tide wait for no man. You know what happens when your number is called.
Sure, you go to training camp.
Just so happens that I'm not in the draft. I missed it by a year.
Yeah, the year of 1880.
Look, I've got to get out. Chrissy, I'll answer the phone.
Hello?
If it's for me, I'm going, you see.
Hello? Stan's sweetheart. Gracie Allen speaking. Who did you say you are? Who? How do you spell it? Yes. Yeah. Well, the name is very familiar.
Maybe it's...
I think I've heard my sister speak of you.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, you're a friend of the family. You say you met me several years ago in the hospital? Oh, now I remember. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother. That's some memory.
What, Mother?
Gracie, get off the phone.
Well, of all things. Goodbye, Mother.
Look, Gracie, I'm not feeling
well. Oh, George, this is really something.
I know, but...
My sister was making raspberry sherbet for dinner, and Granddaddy was out on the back porch turning somersaults, and my sister said
Gracie,
to him,
Gracie, look, how can a man 87 years old be turning somersaults?
Well, his beard was caught in the ice cream freezer. So, my sister said to him...
Look, I don't want to hear any more about it. This time, I'm really going... Come in.
Good evening, Miss Allen.
Oh, hello, Charlie.
It's all fixed. You'll be able to hear the political speech tonight.
What's that thing?
Well, that's an old radio. It's been in my family for years and years.
What is it? Antique?
No, Aunt Clara's.
Well, give me my coat. I've got to go.
Well, it is, George.
Yes.
Oh, and you're going to look a lot huskier in this coat. It'll build you up. I put a can of Spam in each shoulder.
Spam will build me up?
But...
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, Spam will build you up, too. It will stick to your ribs like it's sticking to George's shoulder.
Thanks, Gracie.
You're welcome, bud.
The radio's all fixed, Miss Allen. Listen.
He's down with a blow to the jaw. 6, 7, 8. The champ is down. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The champ is up on his feet again.
Wait a minute. That's the Dempsey-Tooley fight.
Well, George, I told you it was an old radio.
Gracie, are you going to finish that coat?
Well, the radio's fixed. Now, to turn it on, just move this button over like this.
Say, Charlie, get out of here before I throw you out. That radio's on the bum.
Yes, me, that bum is on the radio.
Look, can't you people understand? I'm not well. I've got to go home.
Senor Burns?
What is it, Senor Lee?
Maybe you're catching Scarlet O'Hara.
You mean Scarlet Fever. Scarlet O'Hara is a movie actress.
That bad to catch?
Gracie, give me my coat.
Say, George, don't you think you'd better wait until the style comes in where they have pockets on the lapels?
No coat has pockets on the lapels.
I did it again.
Have you sewn anything right?
Well, I finished the front and I finished the back.
How did the sleeves come out?
Well, very easy. Here they are.
Artie, will you please lend me your coat?
Yeah, George, I'll be glad to. But see if your doctor can get a cute little doctor for me, will you?
Stop with those wisecracks. I'll return your coat next week. Sound man, open the door.
Sound man. It's a good thing that none of my college associates have ever found out what I'm doing. They're all professors, scientists, Nobel Prize winners, and it would be humiliating to me if they ever discovered what I do for a living.
Well, don't any of those geniuses ever listen to you on the air?
Fortunately not.
Why not?
They can't afford a radio.
Well, I'll open the door myself. I'm late for the doctor. I've never seen such cooperation.
George, give me a coat. I'll sew it for you.
Oh, I did it again!
Artie Shaw and his orchestra will play for the first time on the air Artie's latest composition, Love of My Life, from his new Paramount Picture Second Chorus, vocal by Anita Boyer.
Mm-hmm. the love of my life for always and always. Watch over me to square my blunders and share my dreams. One day with caviar, next day a chocolate bar. Would you like to take the merry-go-round? I'll lead you, I'll need you. Wait and you'll see, I hope in your horoscope there is room for a dope who adores you. That would make the only dream of my life come true.
Will you hurry with that coat? Remember, I've got to see the doctor.
Gee, you really must be sick, George.
Sick? I may have to see the doctor every night this week.
Gee, that's terrible.
Yeah, should happen to me.
Well, anyway, I'm going.
Well, if you want to go, go. Far be me from it to interfere.
Far be me from it? You mean it's far from it?
Forget it, George. It doesn't make a difference, veteran.
Dip of bitterance. You mean it doesn't make a bit of difference?
Oh, it makes a lot of difference. And that's just the way it is with Spam.
Spam?
Oh, you bet, George. Spam is the name Hormel gave to a brand new combination of meats, seasoned in a more delicious way and packed in a handier package. People prefer Spam because it is something different, George.
Different?
Certainly. So, you see, it does make a dip of bitterance.
A dip of bitterance. Well, far be it from it.
Well, Spam is the real thing, though. A combination of pork shoulder meat to make it sweet and juicy, and the ham it takes to give it extra flavor and goodness that simply wouldn't be there without it. That's why Spam, served cold, just as it comes from the can, has the meaty flavor, the delicious taste people like. That's why sizzling golden brown slices of fried Spam are perfect for breakfast. That's why baked Spam is a main course that adds an extra good taste to any dinner. So you may know Spam has extra quality and goodness. It has this sentence right on the label. Pork shoulder meat with ham meat added. Look for it. When you want delicious, easy-to-prepare meat at your house, ask your food dealer for S-P-A-M Spam.
Slice it, fry it, bake it, cold or hot. Spam hits the spot.
Oh, George, I've had the best luck. I've mended your coat and I've got 2 sleeves left over.
Boy, I can't stand this. Now I've really got a headache. Who's got some aspirin?
Here, take these.
Thanks. Oh, oh. 2 sleeves left over. The front sewed on the back. The back sewed on the top. The top sewed on the bottom. Whatever I tell you to do, Gracie, you do wrong. Well, anyway, I'm leaving.
No, you're not.
Why not?
I did it again.
You did it again?
They weren't aspirin.
What were they?
Sleeping pills.
Sleeping pills? But I don't want to sleep. Oh, I got a date with a doctor. Oh, what'll I do? What'll I say to Fifi? I can't keep my eyes open. Oh.
George is asleep.
George is dreaming.
George is dreaming.
Ah, George, Fifi loves you. You're so charmant. And when you make love to me, your voice, It is so soft and sweet, just like a bell.
Do you really think so?
Yes.
Fifi, I'm really crazy about you.
And I'm crazy about you, too.
Wait, you sound like Gracie.
But that is impossible. We're alone and I'm Fifi.
But you sounded just like Gracie.
Did I really?
I could swear you were Gracie.
But I'm not. I'm Fifi.
Well, then, say something to me in French.
I don't speak French.
Then you're not Fifi.
Would I lie to you, George?
Now you sound like Fifi.
She is Fifi.
Then who are you?
I'm Gracie.
Why did you follow me up here?
I had to. I'm so to you.
How could you be so to me and come up here with me without my knowing it?
Well, George, this is your dream. You'll have to figure it out.
Fifi, I love you.
Gracie, I love you.
That sounds like Senor Lee.
But I'm not Senor Lee.
Then who are you?
Daniel Broom.
It's not Daniel Broom. It's Daniel Boone.
Broom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, George, you just shot the man I love.
Gosh, and I didn't know it was loaded.
I'm dying. But I've got to go into the kitchen to die.
Why?
This is the living room.
Well, Gracie, there goes your sweetheart.
Oh.
You feel bad?
No, I'm counting donuts.
Fifi, do you really love me?
I do.
You love me now. But will you love me when I'm old and gray?
I do.
At last we are alone. And I love you, Fifi.
And I love you, Fifi.
If you are Fifi, how can I be Fifi, too?
No, you're not Fifi, too. You're about 55.
my darling.
Fifi, my love, I just got back. Wait a minute, who are you?
I'm Fifi's sweetheart.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Goodbye.
He just jumped out of the window. Who was that?
My husband.
Your husband?
Pardon me, I forgot my hat.
Fifi, I love you.
Hello? What's that?
Gracie, why are you answering the phone? It didn't ring.
Yes, it did. Hello, who? George, it's for you.
I wonder who can be calling me. Hello?
Hello, George. This is Gracie speaking.
Gracie? How can it be Gracie?
George, let me speak to her.
I think I'm going out of my mind.
Hello, this is Gracie Allen. What is it you want?
I want to speak to Gracie Allen.
Sorry, I can't hear you. You'll have to speak a little louder.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I'm talking as loud as I can, and I can't hear you either.
What number do you want?
Gladstone 1131.
Oh, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong number. This is Gladstone 1131. Goodbye.
Give me that phone. I don't believe you can talk to yourself, operator. Operator. Oh, hello, listen, operator. Is it possible for a person to talk to herself on the telephone?
Well, if you ask me, it's impossible, if you know what I mean.
Fifi, my sherry, how do you say in French, I love you?
Je t'adore.
Je t'adore. Je t'adore.
And this is what I do for a living.
What was that?
Mr. Burns, you said shut the door.
But I'm trying to say I love you.
Please, Mr. Burns, I'm a married man.
Fifi, you are lovely. Will you marry me?
No, you are too strong for me. I want a man that is like putty, one that I can mold.
Fifi, I'm putty.
And he's moldy, too.
Gracie, will you please go? I'm making love to Fifi.
All right, I'm leaving. Where's the leash?
What do you want with the leash?
I want take the tree out for a walk.
I don't care what you do. I want to be alone. There's someone at the door. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Burns. I am from the Sleeping Hollow Dream Company. Do you like the dream you've got, or would you be interested in a new one?
A new one?
Yes, we make our dreams to order.
You mean you have your own slumber yard?
Wait a minute. You look like Bud Heaston.
Bud Heaston? Who's that?
Well, cold or hot, what hits the spot?
A Los Angeles driver.
I'll try again. What doesn't need any refrigeration?
A Los Angeles driver.
I'll get him this time. What sticks to your ribs?
Sticks to your ribs? I don't know.
I know.
Tell him.
A Los Angeles driver.
Gracie, will you go away? I want to be alone with Fifi.
Well, where will I go?
Well, go anywhere. Go jump out of the window.
All right.
Gracie, come back. I was only kidding.
What did you say?
Well, Fifi, at last we are alone. Here I am on bended knee. I offer you my heart.
I accept you, George. Get up and kiss me.
I can't get up. What's wrong with me? I can't get up. I can't get up. I can't get up.
Wake up, George. Wake up. Oh. Wake up, George.
What happened?
Well, you must have had a nightmare.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm awake. Wait a minute. I still can't straighten up. If I'm not dreaming, why can't I straighten up?
I did it again.
You did it again?
Yeah, I sewed the lapel of your coat onto your pants.
Oh.
Friends, Spam is absolutely the most popular new meat item brought out in a generation. Even though it is new, you'd be surprised how many families already use it regularly. Are you one of the folks who has promised yourself that you'd try Spam soon? Have you tried it yet? If you haven't, now is the time. You're really missing something. Spam is delicious meat. It's handy to use. Try the easy recipes on the label of the Spam can. Be sure to ask your food dealer for S-P-A-M, Spam, when you shop tomorrow.
Thanks, Bud. Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Good night.
Say, where's Artie Shaw?
Well, he had to leave. He was sick.
Sick?
Yes, he said, when George wakes up, tell him I went to see his doctor.
Oh, good night, everybody.
Listen again next Monday night, same station, same time, for another Burns and Allen show with Artie Shaw and his orchestra and the Smoothies, brought to you by Hormel and Spam. This is Bud Heaston reminding you to remember that cold or hot, Spam hits the spot. Have you tried Hormel Chili Con Carne? Even those who think they don't like chili do like Chili Con Carne the way Hormel makes it, because it's different and everybody likes it. Double your money back if you don't like it. Try Hormel Chili Con Carne tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.